I want you to think for a moment how great it would be if instead of having to spend $10 on something, it only cost you one. You wouldn't pass that up, now would you? Or if your favorite football team, instead of having to go 10 yards every time for a first down, only had to go one. Or if that list of chores that you were given was marked down from 10 to 1. You're not going to argue with that either. Or perhaps your work week was changed. Instead of 4 10-hour days, you worked 4 1-hour days and were paid exactly the same way. Wouldn't that be great? Being reduced from 10 to 1. We can think of that in terms of the commandments. Reducing those 10 commandments to 1. Wouldn't that be great, you might say. You'd buy into that. I want you to reflect for a moment of Jesus' teachings that lead up to what we read in the Gospel today. For as Jesus was teaching, he said this, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Okay? Then he adds, just as I have loved you. Now reflect on that for a moment. Think about that, what that means. Love one another as I have loved you. We might say to ourselves, if you're only going to give us one, could you give us something easier than that? By this love, he says, everyone will know that you are my disciples. In fact, you can look at that one commandment and the other 10 that are passed on from the Old Testament traditions can all fit inside that one. And so this morning we reflect on the love of Jesus and what that means to us. In the love of Jesus comes a new covenant promise, an everlasting relationship, a relationship that is expressed and defined by love. And we are to hold that love from Jesus in order then to love one another. It's a principle to live by that was displayed and shown by Jesus. It's a certain attitude with a certain direction of goodwill to all people. An invincible goodwill. And so if we are to love as Jesus has loved us, we begin by looking at how Jesus loved. First of all, this love that Jesus speaks of is selfless. Now, there's a human element of our love, the love that we share with one another. Because somewhere in the back of our minds, as we love each other, we think of what we are to get from it. We ask ourselves then, what does this love do for me? Through a loving relationship, we receive happiness. We receive security. We receive pleasure and protection. And from this relationship, it removes our loneliness and many of our anxieties and fears. And maybe whatever we feel we lack. There's an element of our human love asking, what do I get from it? Jesus never thought of himself. The love that Jesus expresses is a love that is defined by expecting nothing in return. To love and expect nothing in return. That type of selfless love. Last week was celebrating Mother's Day, those mothers who have given us so much and have maybe in many ways shown us what it means to have a selfless love. So gathering together with everybody and celebrating Mother's Day with my mother, who has been a wonderful mother. As we finished the meal, she got up to clear the dishes. And I said, no. Today's Mother's Day. You don't have to do dishes. Let me take them to the kitchen. And then you can do them tomorrow. So you see, maybe some of that selflessness hasn't really rubbed off on me. I mean, it's difficult for us in many ways. But first, there is selflessness. The second is being sacrificial. A sacrificial love is when there is no limit to what that love will do. There's no limit to what that love will give, or where that love will go, where that love would take you. No demand that is made would ever be too much. It is a love that is striving for an end greater than ourselves. And of course, with Jesus, the expression of that love took him to the cross. So a selfless love, a sacrificial love, and thirdly, an understanding love. Jesus knew his disciples, didn't he? He had lived with his disciples and been with him for several years. Here's an expression that you're all familiar with, that love is blind. But perhaps the love that we are speaking of more accurately is love is open-eyed, where one's eyes are wide open, where you know who someone is, not to imagine someone to be. You know who someone is, not someone you hope for. And you love who that person is. Jesus loves us as we are. Selfless, sacrificial, understanding. And then also forgiving. Look at Jesus' disciples. Throughout the relationship with Jesus, they were blind, they were insensitive, they were slow to learn, lacking in so many ways. They abandoned Jesus. They denied Jesus. A relationship that had many struggles by their behavior and who they were and what they did. I know about struggles in relationships. I remember the first time my mother-in-law visited our home. I said to her, trying to be welcoming, "My home is your home." She smiled and replied, "Thank you. Now get off my property." Some relationships, there are struggles. As Jesus struggled with his disciples, but yet he held nothing against them. No failure that he could not forgive. An enduring love is built on forgiveness, because we will hurt those who love us the best. We will hurt one another. So it's a love that's difficult to comprehend. I think of it in terms maybe of a mother for a child as being some close proximity to understanding this love. Or a father who loves the quarterback of his favorite team who won a Super Bowl or two or three. That type of love. But as disciples, we are to love as Jesus has loved us. Selfless, sacrificial, understanding, and forgiving. And by doing so, we are to draw people to God. This expression of love is to be the badge of our Christian community. That type of love. A Roman poet once wrote, "I regard no human being as a stranger." We recognize that we bring one another into a community of faith by love, not by theological argument or debate. And it is a love that is practical. It's a love that leads to action. There is generosity that leads to service. There is a sense of justice that leads to protection of even the weakest or those who live in the margins. That type of love. Selfless, sacrificial, understanding, and forgiving. The love that we cannot fulfill. Some years ago, the Fab Four, otherwise known as the Beatles, and those contemporary philosophers, Lennon and McCartney, wrote a song, "All You Need Is Love." Now, for many of you, that song will begin to go through your mind. It talks about love. And there's nothing you can't do, nothing you can't sing, nothing you can't say, they tell us. Nothing you can't make, nothing you can't save, and nothing you can't learn. It sounds good. And then they say something that blows the whole thing. What comes next? Do you remember? Two words. It's easy. It's easy. And as we reflect and we think about this love, we want to say to them, no, it's not. It's far from it. Because it's a love that we can't fulfill. This love that Jesus has for love, it has for us, and we are to share with one another. But yet, it doesn't end there, thankfully. Because we live in this covenant relationship that has been established and is never ending and continues to fill our lives. And we learn in the weeks to come. Next week, Jesus prays for us. And then the following week, God fulfills Jesus' promise of that helper, that advocate, that spirit to journey with us through life. Amen.